All right, so here's the deal. There's a study out that basically Northwestern University put this together, and it shows that men are now reporting more interest in female intellect than the perky derriere and attractive face.
Really?
In this social media age of people wanting to look good and everything else, men are saying that they are looking for a little bit more than just an attractive face.
I'd be curious to see what age group they hold here, because I feel like that's a very age-specific type thing.
What, like they're more serious
like
about
the
marriage?
Like the younger and more, like, you know, millennial you are, you might be into the glitz.
Right, right.
But, you know,
a little bit more shallow.
50-year-old dudes in those red convertibles.
Yeah, less superficial.
Yeah, looking for the wife, the arm candy.
Did you see Davi's face when you read that? He was like, really? Like,
because here's the thing. Guys out there, okay, we're talking to you. We're going to give you the mic. Here's the deal. Besides looks, put these ladies up on game. Mm-hmm. Besides the way that they look, what else do you want to see for that spark? What else would fuel your heart? Take the looks off the table.
Aside,
what else?
Aside from like vague things like our connection and our community, like more specific, one big thing for me is in a partner is the way they handle conflict, because that can go left really quickly. Some people aren't good at a little bit of an argument or just when things don't go 100% their way. Some people are able to kind of roll with the punches. Like my girl is, she does not trip over petty stuff.
She don't.
Whatsoever.
She don't.
And
I look at
her.
I'm like, you gonna trip
and
over
right?
No? Okay.
And
all
honestly,
right,
we barely ever fight, and it just makes for a healthier relationship.
I'm
so that would be a
I'm
big
happier
one.
For you with that.
Thank
because I watched that and I'm like, wow, I'm so jealous. Damn, she ain't even roll her eyes at him. Like, he just blatantly told her no, and she said, okay. Damn,
I appreciate you, babe. What?
All right, so
you gotta
I'm thinking, third world countries.
You gotta go.
You gotta go get one. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm watching this and this is amazing. All right, now I mean, mine is probably much how you listen.
Mm.
I think because everybody wants to have somebody who's a conversationalist who can talk, but how do you listen?
That's a good one.
Like when we talking, like, are you internalizing my feelings too?
Yeah.
Like, are you listening? Because I don't want you just to be able to say the right stuff.
Yes.
But listen and internalize so we can grow.
Think about it.
That's a little bit better than an apple bottom booty. A little bit better. I mean, just saying, ladies, y'all can listen to this and be like, you know what, them boys crazy. But some ladies who are smart will listen and say, I'm learning what men want other than just being fine.
I love it.
Listen, Linda.
Listen to the point that we don't have to have this same conversation again.
Right. We ain't got to keep touching the same problems.
Doesn't that feel good?
Oh! It's better than an apple bottom booty. If we ain't got to touch the same problems all the time, every week we argue about the same thing. Are you listening to me, Linda? All right, gentlemen, what besides looks, we taking it off the table. What is it that you want to see from that woman? What is it? 888-429-0941. The guys get the mic.
Yeah.
What do you got for me? All right, what we got on text?
They're still just clowning us. Somebody said, okay.
Dobby girl ain't got a green card.
Yeah.
When she get a green card, you're going to have some problems.
She does it, though, for real?
She has a green card.
Okay, all right.
She's not a citizen, but she's a permanent resident. Okay. Anyway, we got a text out to 813. House skills, can you cook, clean, and maintain a house when I can't?
That might be better than how you look. Mm. Like, if you can make a meal. We're all four burners.
Really?
All four burners.
Ambition is high on the list.
There you go. I like that one. I thought we were going with like something upstairs, not just with cooking.
You know what? Like, I like that though. Because I mean, like, you know what? I'll add to it. A girl that, a woman who can teach you something.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
That's sexy.
And
like somebody
patient,
who can teach you something.
Patient with
like
you.
Patient to teach you.
I'm a slow learner.
Like, right. Like, yeah. Don't be pushy. Like,
we
I know you're
this.
Smart, but calm down. Like, you know, but like somebody who could teach you something, put you up on game and make you stronger. Like, you know, people always be like, ooh, we J and B. It's like, nah, really? Not really. Because individually, Jay-Z was Jay-Z.
Right.
And Beyonce was B. Beyonce.
Right. Correct.
And together, they came together. It became J&B. You can't be the fine girl who hook up with a dude who's balling and you're like, we J&B. It's like, no, really, I'm Jay and you, hey.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to come together with something. So come to the table with something to teach that man. Boy, that's sexy.
This
right
is good. I like this
good
list.
Good stuff right here. Yeah, look at this list. It's getting thick. Good hygiene is on the list. I would say that was, yeah.
Yeah, I broke up I was talking to this girl for a couple months. I kind of liked her, too, a while ago. And she had less than ideal hygiene.
Like, how many days of, not taking care of it?
I didn't notice.
I do remember you saying that to me a long time
ago.
Questionable hygiene.
He was like, yo, because we would all be at the club.
Right.
And he would go home, and he'd be like, do you know, I took a shower at the club. He's like, she ain't take a shower after the club.
What was the longest time she didn't shower?
Well, this is off on a little tangent, but one time we were out on a weekend getaway in Orlando, and after it was a Friday, Saturday thing, and on Sunday we're driving back, and I'm like, yo, I took 3 showers in this time, and I don't remember her hitting that water one time. That was it for me.
And he smashed.
Multiple times. We went to an Orlando Magic game. We went out.
That was the first thing I asked him. I'm like, but your dirty ass smashed. And he was like, all day.
Well, it didn't hit me until the ride home.
Until you got the disease. Not whatever it is, you got it. That's so nasty.